Mike Brown, I think sixth overall today in the class, and great job.
Oh, it was good. You know, I think the main thing was starts, getting off the start here, and it's hard to pass if you're in the same speed as most of the guys. You know, Dungeon M don't have a hard time, but just the starts, getting good starts and putting half the race in as fast as you can get, you know, get a gap on people, and it was good, end up good.
And, you know, if it wasn't for a couple of bike problems, you might be inside the top 20 here with a limited schedule. And I think you're surprising some people with the speed. Do you feel like you're really riding well?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think last year I went prepared like I am this year. I've been riding a lot more moto stuff and wanting to do good at it. Last year I didn't have time to do that. I was doing other stuff. But, yeah, I feel like I feel like I can run top 10 most of the time. Like I said, I think it starts the main thing. You're getting to start with these guys, and first few laps you hanging out and stay with them, and it pulls a gap on them. But, yeah, I mean, I think top 15 most of the races, you know. I'm not going to be a top five guy ever race, but I think if I get a start like this race, I can run up there.
Obviously you got the work series, or your Baja stuff doing now. What's next for you? What's on your calendar?
I'm going to do the extreme race in Tennessee. They have one of those in 2 weeks. It's still city weekend down there. I'm going to do that, and then the Endurocross starts back. And then Baja, I'm going to do Lake Elsinore, the last one. I'll miss the next two, but I'll do Lake Elsinore, and then back off-road stuff starts back up again.
I'm sure you've done well here in the past, but how has this track been for you in the past? I know there were some epic battles, Langston and Pastrana, I can think off the top of my head, but anything else?
No, that's probably back in, you know, I think I won that day one moto, and then one moto I think I crashed on the start, but yeah, that's probably the best battle. Somebody asked me the same thing earlier, and that was, that's what I can remember, because them two guys were who was going to win, right, and I won, yeah. So I was happy about that, to win the race, but the moto, but that's probably the best one for me.
Well, I was on KTM then as a mechanic, so we weren't happy to see that. But hey, great story with you and the junkyard here riding together, and both showing some good speed, and it's a really cool story. Do you feel like the fans are behind you?
I love it. You know, that's what brings me back each week now. Just, you know, people cheering you on. You know, you're not the, like I say, dungy out there, but it shows people respect. You know, you're still out there riding, and sometimes I see Ezra here, I think he's a smart one, still not riding, but I enjoy it. You know, Dowd must enjoy it too, but you know, like the first race I seen John coming up on me, I was thinking, oh God, same as Millville, I had to ride hard here, but it's good. I enjoy seeing John out there. It makes it better for me, you know, racing with him, and that's good.
Hey, you've been on KTMs for a while, and I'm interested to get your take. You know bikes too, you've ridden a ton of them. You know bikes, how's the new bike running?
It's going awesome. You know, like I said, I've had a couple of little problems with it this year at the Nationals, but you know, they're getting them worked out. You know, the suspension's getting dialed in. You know, I rate it now as a top bike out there. You know, it's as equal. You know, everybody used to say KTM's wasn't, you know, the top bike, but I think it's on equal level as everybody. You know, they're good. You know, trying hard, you can see, and you know, I think right now they've got the biggest push going on in motocross.
Yeah, I'd agree. Great job today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve.